We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, but we are starting Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines from the bottom, Tanya. So it's exactly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. Tanya. Shimon Azar Eimer. Im Yoyimu Lecha Zekeinim Sesar, V'yelodim B'nei Sesar. If the elders tell you to tear down the building, it's a metaphor, and Yeladim say to build it up, Sesar Val Tivna, listen to the elders, and take down the building, Val Tivna, don't build it, Mezhastiras Zekeinim Binyan. If you take it down, the building, and listen to the Zekeinim, that is a form of Binyan. It's a Stira Tzarech Binyan. By taking it down, that will build you up. A Binyan Arim, and what young people, children tell you, young people tell you to build, that's stira, that is destroying. What's a similar dava? Similar dava, Rechavam ben Shlomo. When Rechavam was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, became king, the elders told him that maybe he should give a break on the taxes because you're a new king, show them that you're a good, you care for them, and you care about them. And Rechavam had these young friends. They said, what are you talking about? You got to add taxes. You want to show who's in charge. You want to charge them right away. You want to show the people out of Yerushalayim who's in charge really, and make a tax on everyone. Put a tax on everyone. So what did Rechavam do? He listened to the young whippersnappers. Yeah, he was to raise the taxes. And he raised the taxes. And because of that, the people who were far away were moirid, and they rebelled against him, and they started a new malucha called Malchei Yisrael, and Yerovam ben Nevat was the king. He lost most of his kingdom because he listened to the whippersnappers instead of listening to the elders. So you see from here, Klal always listen to the elders, because as they get older, they get smarter, and this is a very Jewish idea. The Goyim, the non-Jews, think that the older you get, you're over a bottle. But we know that the older a person gets, the more chachma he has, the more experience he has, and the more knowledge he has, therefore listen to the Zekeinim. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in our Mishnah that it says that we lain on Monday, Thursday, and Mincha v'Shabbos. It says, Kairin Kasidron. What exactly does this mean? What do we lain every Monday, Thursday, and then Shabbos and Mincha? So Zokta Braisa, Mokam Shem Avsikim v'Shabbos, wherever you end Shabbos, let's say you end Parashat V'Shalach, you finish Parashat V'Shalach, next week, you start Parashat Yisroel. Mokam Shavzikim V'Shabbos, not next week, by Mincha, you start Yisroel. Mokam Shavzikim V'Shabbos V'Shachris, Shom Karim V'Mincha. That's where you pick it up by Mincha. It means you finish Parashat V'Shalach in the morning. By Mincha on Shabbos, you pick it up in Parashat Yisroel. Karim V'Mincha. Wherever you end by Mincha, Shom Karim V'Sheni. Then, wherever you stopped by Mincha on Shabbos, you continue. Let's say you stop by Sheni, you continue from Sheni on Monday. B'sheni, wherever you finish B'sheni, Shom Karim B'chamishi. Let's say you finish by Shlishi, Shom B'chamishi, continue from Shlishi. And wherever you finish B'chamishi, let's say you finish by Revi, Shom Karim Shabbos Abba, then you continue the next Shabbos. So you knock a few years between Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Eimer, no, he argues. Makom Shemesikim B'Shabbos Shachris, wherever you end by Shabbos Shachris, which means at the end of B'Shalach, Shom Karim B'mincha, that's where you start Parashat Yisrael. U'B'sheni u'B'chamishi, and that's also where you start on Monday, and that's also where you start on Thursday, and that is also where you start next week. You always start from beginning of Parashat Yisroel. Like our minig, Amrav Zera, halacha da halacha is makom shemasikim v'shabbos shachris shom kairim b'mincha uvesheni v'chamishi v'shabbos haba. The place where you stop on Shabbos, that's where you start by mincha, and on Monday and Thursday, and the next Shabbos. So, effecting more of a lema lach Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say, why doesn't Zerah say a lach Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't you say, repeat over the whole lach, lema lach Rabbi Yehuda? And for the Gemara, Mishum the Afchiluhu. On top of the line, based on the Alf, Mishum the Afchiluhu, because some people switch around Rameya Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. And therefore, we're going to make a mistake, and you say a lach Rabbi Yehuda, you're not sure what the sheet is, which one it is. Therefore, he said clearly what the halach is, what the psak halach is. So, Gemara, Tara Abban, when you get an aliyah, what do? Pesach v'royi. Open the Sefer Torah and see what you're going to lane. Because the bracha is going what you're lane. Goylul, you close it back up, umavarech, and you make the bracha. Hashemacha one of kol amim. Then v'choyze pesach, and you open back up, carrying your lane, the Rameya. So Rameya says, you look where you're holding, you close it up, you make the bracha, and you open back up, and you read, and you lane, the Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda, no. Pesach v'royi, you open up and you see it, and you leave it open, umavarech, and you make a bracha. Vikari, and then you lane. So when Machlaik is over here, do you close the Sefer Torah B'Shas when you make the brachas? So my time with the Rameya, what's B'Shas and Rameya? Could the Ula. Domo Ula, Mepnei Ma Omru, Akari B'Torah Leisei Om Turgumon. Why is the halacha that if the one who's laning the Torah should not help out the Metogumen say the Targum. Why not? Kadesh lo yoimru Targum kosh Torah. So a person, people shouldn't say that Targum is written in the Torah. And like Rashi says, they're going to come to write the Targum in the Torah. And if you write Targum in the Torah, the Mordechai says, it is apostle Sefer Torah. Or people are going to say it is apostle Sefer Torah because the Targum is written there. So therefore, you shouldn't read along the Targum together with the Metogumen because then people are going to think that it says it in the Torah. So Rameya says, Hachinami by brachas also. Hachinami, the reason why he closed Sefer Torah, Kadesh lo yoimu brachas ksuvim Torah. It shouldn't say that the brachas of Asher Bacha Banu Kol Ha'amim is written in the Torah. And therefore, you close the Sefer Torah, b'shas the bracha on the Torah. Rav Yehuda says, no, Targum ikalamiti. A person can make a mistake and think Targum is in the Torah, because Targum is Pirush in the Torah, they'll think it's written in the Torah. Bracha is like lamiti. Bracha is, they're not going to make a mistake and think the bracha is in the Torah. So what's the halacha l'maisa? So Amrav Zera of Masna. The halacha is Peseach v'roya u'mevarach v'kairi. You open up the Sefer Torah, you look inside, and you make the bracha, and you don't close up the Sefer Torah. V'leima, we'll talk about that in a second, good question. V'leima l'ach Rav Yehuda. Say halacha is Rav Yehuda. It's like, tomorrow, no, Mishun da'afkalu, some switch around Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Therefore we said, the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it open, and mevarach. So Tosfos says, that even if you're Rav Yehuda, l'chatchila you should close it. Tosfos says, l'chatchila hu goy lo v'soismoy, koydim shi'evarach, k'deish lo yoyimru ha'amoyin, sha'abracha is k'suvaboy. He says, even if you're Rav Yehuda, it's better to close it. You just don't have to. You don't have to close it because it's tirchah d'sibura. Therefore, we don't make him close it. Because if you go close, like open, takes an extra second. So we don't want to make tirchah d'sibura. So therefore, we tell him, you know, you're allowed to keep it open. That's what we're saying. You don't have to. It's better to close it, according to Tosfos. So Fi Tosfos is better to close it. That is Tosfos Shita. L'maaseh said, other Rishonim say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you dafka have to keep it open. You dafka have to keep it open, and what's the reason? So there's around three reasons said in the Achrayim. Machshav Shakel says the reason is because it's a tircha, so keep it open dafka. The Meshat Marashal says because the bracha is going on the kriya, therefore you want to keep it open. And the Pirkei Avot says you don't want to make a hefsek between the bracha and the kriya. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look at Simon Kuf Lametes.
I'm sure you see people
doing it. Right. So let's see how we paskin. So we want to know if everyone's doing the right thing. Mustama they are. Let's see. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin. Kol ha'karim varchon lefanel acharav. We make a bracha before and afterwards. U'peiseach ha'seif for kaidim shi'evarach. V'roya ha'pasik. Charles Haswell. You see the pasik. V'achach yivarach. He says, he doesn't say he closed it. So look at Mechavi. Achach yivarach. You make the bracha. L'achach shakara. After you finish, goy l'mvarach. Which Tosfos speaks out also. Everyone agrees that after you finish laying, you close it back up, make the bracha. Because then anyway, you're going to close it. Because you have it in between aliyahs. So then you definitely close it for the bracha afterwards. But that everyone does. They close it afterwards. But before, the Mechavi is saying, keep it open. Zokter Amah. Move your head to the side. Go to the left side. Put your head to the left side. That's what it says in the Ramah. Now, the Bishop Rubens doesn't like this. He doesn't like when you move your head away from Sefer Torah because it looks like you're not gonna, that you don't want to. You don't want to. You're not leaning on what's in front of you. Therefore, he says to close your eyes. But Lamaisa, the Bir Halacha brings down that some are noyig. He says v'dash yesh paiskin shayvim. Then writes a liglal to close it and make a bracha is better. Just we pass like a Yehudi, you don't have to do it. Good. See, he brings down Tosfos. He says a pizeh noyigin ezim mekayim shirayim v'goylim v'achak mavarchim. They close it back up and then they make a bracha. V'nahara pashta. And v'nahara pashta. Different minhagim are had to do this. Different minhagim. So akaponim, it comes out whatever your minig is, you continue doing your minig because there's minhag in both ways. So the Gemara writes, "V'omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Masta, haluchais v'habimais ein behem meshum kedusha." So what are luchais and bimais? So Rashi learns luchais is the things that hold the sefer together. It can mean like a piece, like a board to hold the sefer together. So it's not a gilyon; it's like the binding of a sefer. And bima is the place where the melech stood to lane. So we understand bima is no kedusha because it's where the melech, the king, stands to lane by hakel. But the lucha is a little bit shver. What's pshat? The lucha is not considered a tashvisha kedusha. So they ask him Rashi. If it's the cover of a sefer, it should be called tashvisha kedusha. So the Ran says different pshat. Ran says lucha is the place where the chazan stands. And somebody's put the Sefer Torah there, so you would think maybe it's a problem. No, since it's not miyuchid for the Sefer Torah, it's no kedusha to it. Omer Shvati Omer Rav Yechran. A girl Sefer Torah, tzorach shamidenu ala tfar. Someone who who's goyel a sefer Torah, when you close up a sefer Torah to put it away, make sure that the tfar, which is the part that's sewed together, the seam, should be in the middle. Why? Because that way you could make it tighter without ripping it. If it's the seam in the middle, you could make it tight without ripping it. Which Rashi learns means that you are goyel a sefer Torah on your lap. On your lap, you're changing from Indian to Indian. It's doing it on your lap. So goylem v'chutz. So when you roll it towards yourself. Picture it's on your lap, and you're rolling it. So roll it towards yourself, not the outside, because it might fall off your lap. So goylem v'chutz, ain goylem v'fnim. You're not goylem from inside out. You go from out to in. Ukushu mahatkoi. When you tighten it, so then mahatkoi v'fnim. Your hatkoi going from in out. Because you don't want to put your hands over the ksav, because Rashi says you want to show the ksav to the klal. And you're not mahadik it from outside to in, because you put your hands over the ksav. Now, the problem is that when you're rolling on your lap, l'chaira, why showing people the ksav? So Rashi, again, is a little bit shver. The Ran has a different shot. The Ran learns, it's talking when you do hagba. When you do hagba, hagoyel sefetar, hagoyel mechutz, means that the person holding it, so the guy rolling it is from the outside. It means the ksav is facing the person doing hagba, like we do hagba. That's when you do hagba. And then when you tie it, then you could tie it when you're facing the ksiva. That's what it says. You should tie it. You could tie it when you're facing the ksiva. That's how the Ran learns these words. So what Rashi learns, it means when you're rolling it on your lap. When 10 people are reading the Torah, which means they have a minion who by laning. So who gets Galila, which means Hagba? Hagodol shvem goyel sefer Torah. The Godol gets Galila, gets the Hagba. Why? Because Hagoyel in the Schar Kulam. Because the one who's goyel the sefer Torah gets all the Schar. Don't rush Shumalevi. Asar shakar b'Torah. Hagoyel sefer Torah keep a Schar Kulam. The one who does Galila, which means he does Hagba, gets Schar Kulam. Schar Kulam. Sakadaitach gets Schar. Everyone washes everyone's Schar. Elaima. He gets his schar is as big as everyone's schar put together. So Taisus says, why is the gadol shavakulam gael? Fishu kvaidai. That's a cover for him. Vegama fishu gadol shavakulam. Kedai lut the schar kenei kulam. Since he's the biggest, he gets schar kulam. According to Dina the Gemara, the gadol gets hagba. The best aliyah, so to speak, by a laning is the hagba, because it's schar kenei kulam. And the Mishabura brings down from the Shari Ephraim that these days you don't only give it to the Gadol, because you don't want people to feel bad. If you only give it to the Gadol, all people feel bad. So someone gets Hagba, bets him it belongs to the Gadol. You should know that he's like a Gadol. He's getting someone to feel bad. So Hagba is for the most choshva kibbutz you get. Talk about a Rebbe's, for some reason, Shabbos by Mincha, they use the Megillah Daf Lamed Beis for some reason, and they take Hagba. You look at any good self-standing Rebbe, he takes a Hagba by Mincha. Look at the Gemara Vayta. How do you know that you're allowed to listen to a baskel? If someone is not sure about do something and hears voices, heavenly voices, he's allowed to listen. Shenema says in the pasuk, "Ve'oznecha tishmana dovam acharecha leimar zeh derech le'elchavoy kisaminu v'chisaminu." If you hear a voice telling you this is the way to go, you believe them, you listen to them, and that's the halacha that you listen to a baskel. But it's only if it's not a normal voice, which means in the city, in the middle of the day, there's never a man's voice. Why not? Because the men are all out on the field working. So if you hear a kol gavra v'masa, it must mean it's a baskel. The kol it's sabav dabra, and you hear a woman's voice out in the fields in the middle of the day, it must be something funny, because the women don't work. Women are home taking care of the house. So if you hear that voice, it must be a baskel. Another tanai, vudama hein hein, vudama lav lav. I have to repeat over twice. Hein hein and lav lav. So that's when it works. And Tais already asked, that the Shalmi asked, it says in the Pasuk, Sanach shulay sa'inu. So here it says, it's Maisa, it's a simon. It's not mamish, a fact, but it's a simon, what to do. It's no problem of nechush, no problem of loisanachshu. Akaponim, if you hear a baskoil that tells you what to do, you can listen. There are some people say they hear heavenly voices. You see, the Gemara Taka is a makar to them. Mamram Shvati Amrav Yechnam, Kolak Kairei Beloin Ima. Anyone who lanes without a trap, Veshoin de Beloin Zimra, and he learns Mishnayos without a special song, and that's not a good thing. They're not doing the right thing. It's not going to be good for them. Now, what does it mean that they say Mishnayos with a song? So Tosfos says, "Shayregilim l'shanes haMishnayos b'zimra." They used to have a special song for the Mishnayos. Why? Because the Lefisha Yishanim Ma'isim Ba'peh, they had to remember it Ba'peh. So therefore, they used to remember it. So they had a special song for Mishnayos. So the Gemara says, if you're laying without a trup, or you say Mishnayos without the song, it's not a good thing. Maskal Abayim, because he's tone deaf, he doesn't know how to sing Mishpatim L'Yichubahem, he's not going to live through these Mishpatim, he's going to get a klala. Mishpatim L'Yichubahem Karisabay, you call him that he's not going to live with these Mishpatim. Elo, Pshaz Dim Pshaz, Kram Shar Shir, Omar, live in the same city. And they don't talk to each other in halacha. They don't help each other out in halacha. They don't talk and learning. And then the pasuk says, and they read the pasuk like this: I gave you chukim, and loytayv means behem loytayv themselves, and they're not good to each other. Therefore, I bring out them mishpatim, which is einchim shlo yichyu. They're not going to live. It's einish. You have two tamei chachamim in the same city. They have to talk to each other. They have to have shaychus to each other, and that way, the magdal tayr v'yadit. Anyone who touches the cloth of Sefer Torah without anything in between, nikva arum, he gets buried without clothing. Break the arum sakadaita, when they bury him without clothing, like the Chevra Kedisha is not going to give him clothing, like, what's going on over here? Ela'ima, nikva arum, but also the verse should be oinish he gets for that. Ela'ima, nikva arum v'loi mitzvahs. He gets buried without any mitzvahs. Break the v'loi mitzvah sakadaita, because he touched it without anything in between, he loses all his mitzvahs. He loses that mitzvah. And the way Tosfos explains is the mitzvah of, let's say, when you're laying the Sefer Torah, you touched it without something in between, you lose the whole schar of that kriya. Or you did hagbah and you touched it, you lose the whole schar of that mitzvah. So it's arum beloy mitzvah. You lose that mitzvah. Arav yana v'edir av yana sabbos v'edir av yana rabba. Mutav tegol hamatpachas, when you are wrapping up a Sefer Torah, you should wrap the covering all around the Sefer Torah, hold Sefer Torah in place and wrap it around. Vayigla Sefer Torah, don't push the Sefer Torah into the wrapping. Like, make the ikar the Sefer Torah and wrap the Sefer Torah. Don't put the Sefer Torah into the wrapping, like wrap the Sefer Torah around the wrapping. It's not what you do. You do the Sefer Torah, is the more chashuva thing, and therefore you wrap the Sefer Torah, you don't put the Sefer Torah into the wrapping. It said in the Mishnah that why do we lean all the parashas ma'adas on Yom Tov. V'midah boishas ma'adi Hashem al bnei Yisrael. Mitzvasam shiyu karen oison kol echad v'echad b'zmane. The mitzvah is that in every Yom Tov you read it b'zmane. Tana avonam unta nebraisa, that it's more than just kriyas Torah on Yom Tov. You have to do more than that. Moishas tiki lehem li Yisrael shiyu shoyalim v'darshim v'yonish al-yayim. Besides for laning on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to darshim v'yonish al-yayim. Beyond that, there's Yom. Hilchos Pesach, Pesach. It's a mitzvah to learn Hilchos Pesach, Pesach. Hilchos Atzeres, Batzeres. To learn Hilchos Atzeres, Atzeres. And Hilchos Chag, B'chag. And learn Hilchos Chag, B'chag. And the Mashal explains that this is benoisav to the din of laning. The Mashal says Nirush Udov benoisav al kriya. The Torah says him. But after the darish laim. So now Rashi says, what's the drasha? The drasha is good. It says V'davim Moishes Ma'adi Hashem Bnei Yisrael. So we call mitzvahs kul layomer Moishes Yisrael. Didn't all the mitzvahs Moishes say? Teretz is a means to teach us this halacha that is an inyan to dafka discuss the mitzvahs of that day. So Rashi asks, why do we say Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah also? Why do we say it also? And why don't we say Hilchos Pesach, Pesach, Teretz, Pesach? So what's Rashi's Teretz? What's the Rashi's Teretz? Why do we say Hilchos Yom Kippur? Because not only Yom Kippur you have to wear Yom Kippur stuff. Every day of the year you got to talk Yom Kippur's things. Because you got to do tshuva every day. And then say to Mashal, every day is a tshuva di. Every day is a tshuva di. Yes, la'odam li'ta li'ba la'tshuva b'chol ha'shana k'moy Rosh Hashanah k'purim. Mashal k'im shal shvigom m'shal m'zmanam m'yonan shal yoyim. And therefore it doesn't say this. Hardun aloch b'nei ye'ir v'slik ulo m'sechtes v'gila b'li nedeh for those that finished. Mazel tov.